Chapter 8. Freedom from Karma. Spiritual Birth. And Baptism. Freedom from Karma. This verse became a benediction to me. Through it, the inner meaning of death and life was laid open to me. I am in Christ. I have been joined together with Him, and so the experience of being crucified with Him became my own. That a sinner could be united with Christ simply by receiving Him. This itself is grace. This was freedom from the burden of my sin and death to my own self-will. I am no more. Christ has taken possession of me. This is no longer my life. It is Christ's own life being lived out in me. Christ came into me and gave me a resurrected life. I am no longer I. The Christ within me is living His own life in me. The Christ of history stepped down into my own experience. He who was crucified rose again. The more I dwelt on this truth, the more compassion I came to feel even for myself. The geometry of sin. I came to feel disgust, even hatred, toward my own self-centeredness. I could find nothing good in myself. Right up to the very point where Christ entered me, my whole past life had been one unbroken line of sin. Sin stretched out, extended without a break. My 30 years of life had simply been sin. Every part of my life that was without Christ was sin. Then I turned and looked upon the cross, and for the very first time, folded my hands and bowed before Christ upon the cross. My spiritual birth. September 26, 1955 is my spiritual birthday. When I was born from my mother's womb, that was a birth into sin. That is the verdict my first birthday pronounces. But this second birthday declares my freedom from sin. Christ Himself is my Redeemer. This is victory. The conflict within me came to an end. Everything was new to me now. That very day, I sent a telegram to a brother named H.J. Crane. He came at once. I have put my trust in Christ. I told him, I believe in Him with my whole heart. Whatever consequences may follow, there is no turning back for me now. Baptize me. All this is the Lord's own glory. He said, we have been praying for you. Baptism. Why do you want to be baptized? He asked me. Christ is my spiritual bridegroom. I said, I must obey His word. He told those who believe to be baptized. This is the first milestone in my journey with Him. It was pouring rain that day. Paying no heed to it, at the appointed hour, with a few preachers walking along with me, I took the step of baptism at a large well in Narayanpet. A great intensity of spirit came over me. My heart longed with all its strength to experience Christ fully. I had entered into a state of union with the Lord.